This is Your Town, your chance to speak out about the things that are happening in your town.
This is your hometown.
And now, Your Town.
Good morning, KBND News. Time is 8:38. I'm Lori Robb, and my guests this morning are Tammy Bainey, Deschutes County Commissioner, and Deschutes County Administrator Dave Kanner. And we're going to talk about the budget, working through that during tough times. But first, Tammy, you just got back from Washington, D.C. You kind of described it as boots on the ground. What did you do there, and why, and how might it impact the state of Oregon?
Well, let me just start off by saying thank you, whoever invented coffee, because it's...
That's right.
I got in either early this morning or late last night, however you want to look at it. But it's important to be able to tell our story as face-to-face to our delegation and to also help others understand some of the perils that we're that we have in front of us as a state. And so I was there for two reasons, one as a commissioner, but also as first vice president of the Association of Oregon Counties. And so we were there to meet with our delegation to help them understand some of the issues that we're facing, and then also be able to get their feedback, find out ways that we can assist them. And then we also have a legislative conference, which is wonderful in learning about things that are going on nationwide, such as redistricting and some of the healthcare issues, healthcare reform, judicial policies, those types of things. And so really it's a way of telling our story and then also being able to work some of the issues as individuals rather than hiring a firm to go over and do that for us. We have determined as a Board of Commissioners that it makes more sense to have a commissioner go over there and tell that story face-to-face.
So what is our story? What did you tell the people in Washington, D.C.?
Well, one of the number one piece that we're working on right now is the reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools, and those are the timber receipts that come in for us to, in essence, not manage our lands. And it's debatable as to what we should be doing, but I can tell you that we need to be doing something. And so we were talking Forest Health. We were in Deschutes County being 78% publicly owned. It's really critical for us to be able to manage those resources and make sure that we don't catch fire, make sure that it's a public safety issue. And so Secure Rural Schools means many things to us, but it not only is the dollars that come in to help to pay for our roads and to pay for some of our schools, but it also means proper forest management practices. So a lot of work around that. A particular issue that we are working as well is mental health issues. Often folks, or health issues in general, when someone is incarcerated in our jail, they lose their benefits if they're on any sort of on the Oregon Health Plan, or if they're on Medicaid, Medicare, any of those. And so we had Josephine County told a wonderful story of a person who actually committed a crime, and needed a triple bypass. And guess who got stuck with the bill? And so when you are incarcerated, after 48 hours, you lose your benefits. And so it, in essence, is the county that picks up those costs. And for Deschutes County last year, it was $740,000, which is critical. That could be going to other public safety concerns. And so that was another big piece. And then biomass. Of course, there's a definition out there that doesn't allow for some of the woody biomass, which, if we're talking the forest health components and we're talking being able to utilize those in job creation and et cetera, we need a shift in that definition. So those are some of the things that we're working on.
We hear a lot about biomass. Can you explain that in a little bit more detail for maybe people who are not quite on board yet?
Well, sure. They the federal government determines what those definitions are as to what can be considered as biomass. And so if we don't have the appropriate definitions of what can actually be used, right now woody biomass is not actually an allowable use in order to be classified as a biomass. And so it's a very simple fix, but it brings everyone out of the woods, no pun intended, with what that shift might mean. And so it it seems like a simple fix, and it's something that we need to be able to utilize in our area, but it isn't something that gets done as readily as one would hope.
And then an explanation on the secure rural schools. I mean, we've been talking about timber receipts for decades, but can you tell me, like, what piece of the pie that really is and what kind of a difference that makes?
Absolutely. In Deschutes County, it's about $3.2 million in its heyday, and now we've been doing a ratcheting down, and it actually ends in 2012. And so a reauthorization, it's a commitment and a contract of the federal government for us to be paid a certain amount for not actually logging in our forests. And so what ends up happening with those receipts is those go into, most often into some counties, into their general fund. Some counties in